We are WNST, AM 1570, Towson, Baltimore. We are Baltimore Positive. We are out on the road doing a cup of soup or bowl. A little bit downsized this year. We're going to make good on the Tuesday event from Fadley's, but from Coco's to State Fair on Thursday to Cooper's North on Friday, and hearing incredible stories all week. All of it brought to you by friends at the Maryland Lottery. I have the little magic eight balls that I've been scratching off. Also, our friends at Wise Markets. We're doing this for the Maryland Food Bank, and we've learned about food insecurity all week and learned about a whole bunch of stories. Wendy Bronfine's going to join me right now. Now, I dragged her down to Fadley's last year. They're doing great stuff with Living Classrooms Foundation. She's even telling about this Stages thing that they're not even sponsoring, but her kids involved in, but always doing stuff in the community. And I do these segments with you. We call them educational because I'm always learning stuff about it. And I know this week with Valentine's Day around the corner, some people are going to be learning some things about the plant that they might not know. It's good to have you back on. And sometimes we're talking football, baseball, concerts, all that good stuff. We're going to have a fun time talking about the plant and about the Foreign Daughter, our friends at Curio Wellness, who have sponsored our 26th anniversary and our Oyster Tour. But right now, I'm going to do this crab soup thing in the summer. But this week has just been fun learning about cool things in the community. And you brought James Bond down to me last year about Living Classrooms, and I know you help underwrite a bunch of stuff. You guys are doing stuff in the community all the time, and you're busy, so I didn't drag you out to anywhere this week, but I do owe you a crab cake.
I love a crab cake, so I'm down for that. Yeah,
Well,
we actually just did last month the Black and White Party, the annual fundraiser for Enoch Pratt. We are been involved with them for years. I don't know if you saw anything about it, but the theme this year was 20,000 Leagues Under the Sea, and they constructed this huge whale that was just amazing and gorgeous. And it was suspended from the ceiling in the center of the library hall, and the back fin just kept slowly going up and down. And I think they're trying to figure out where it will live, whether it will live in the library or potentially somewhere else in the city going forward, because it was too amazing to just, put it away somewhere or destroy it. It was pretty incredible.
have you seen the big stained glass crab at the airport? Have you ever walked
No,
past
which,
that?
where is
Oh
it?
wow, it's in the sort of the middle, like sea, you know, if you and it's the
Okay.
second level. It's moved a few times in my lifetime as Friendship Airport became Thurgood Marshall, like through all of that. And it's a big space. So and it's so weird you even bring this up, Wendy, because Megan McCorkle was my guest on Tuesday, and I'm not even going to tell you what happened because I had to cancel the show Tuesday, postpone it, not cancel. We're just moving it 2 weeks. And it was just something that was snafu related that involved just off the field issues that were silly, quite frankly. So I had to move it, and I had to text Megan in the morning. She's going to live Baltimore, but she's been the person at Enoch Pratt. I saw her pictures and several other friends of mine that were at the event on LinkedIn and other places. I was jelly and mad that I didn't know. I literally didn't know about it. And it was the kind of thing where, like, I might have been able to talk my wife into gussying up and going and doing a fun thing because we haven't done much of that since the plague, right? I mean, a lot of issues try to get back online. Maritime Magic is something we did. That's different, though, than dress up, and because it's an outdoor event for the most part. It's a fun event that you're a part of. But the ball thing, we haven't been able to do. That looked like fun. Next year, I want to do
Oh,
that.
it's great. First of all, the all the decoration that's put into it is always just amazing and so creative and interesting. And the being in the library is just an incredible space to do all of that. And
It
as a
smells good too, right? It smells like a library,
yeah.
right? It does.
And as in terms of the like just as a party, it is like one of the best dance parties in the city. The music is
See, now
always
you're
great.
real. Nobody put the pictures up of dancing because they were too busy dancing to take pictures. I didn't
Yeah.
see. All I saw were the po. I saw a really elegant. I mean, it was like a Met Gala. It was really cool. It was like, all right, and I love Enoch. I mean, I'm a city guy,
Well,
and you know, but if I would have known, we would have figured out a way to go because, like, it just looked fun. That's all.
one of the great things about it is that is since it's black and white, it's always like, since it's formal, right? People are usually wearing like tuxedos or a black dress, a white dress, or a mix, or something that is on theme. And there are always people who have some of the most amazing costuming. There was a woman who had taken an umbrella and made it look like a jellyfish with like tentacles hanging and like had it, but because it was a party, it felt more like kind of New Orleans, like,
And you can't
you
wear
know.
that to Preakness, right? I mean,
No,
right.
yeah. I mean, the people will have like amazing like costumes that they will do for it as well.
Well, thanks for talking. You know, nobody's ever talked about that event on here. And I know, you know, I've had library people even before Megan was on just talking about it because I've written books. I'm a guy that doesn't burn the books. I'm a guy that reads the books and writes the books. So, you know, I feel strongly about that and strongly about libraries. So, so it turns out to be a cup of Super Bowl. You've done the work of Megan, who's going to come on 2 weeks from now and not work at the library anymore, but I'm sure I'll be happy to talk because she and I've talked. We've gone down the you know, the rabbit hole of burning books and whatnot. We did that at Mako last summer. Wendy Bronfine is here. She represents Curio Wellness and Foreign Daughter. I call her our chief cannabis officer. She's actually chief brand officer for a new plant, a new science, all these things that go on. And you know, look, I could talk about the popcorn, you know, when you curbside, but I'd rather talk about the Move product and some other products. But this is a special week. We only get to talk. Why isn't we only talk about love and sex once a year? Why is that? Why can't we have more of that going on? Because I know you're about to talk about that intimacy and all of that, that we'll giggle and we'll titter. You're married, I'm married. We all need a little something sometimes along the way, but the plant has, among other things. And by the way, I'm doing a Crohn's segment on Thursday, just FYI for you, so you can get into that too, because I
Oh,
did think
that's
of you.
way great.
Yeah, I'm at
Yes.
State Fair. I have a Crohn's guest coming on
And we
Thursday.
have our study going on, so
Well,
we
it's
should
next
definitely
week.
talk
That's
about
why
that.
you come on every. It's an ongoing. But this O product you have, and for everybody out there, I can get my Orioles shirt and say, "Give me an O, like Wild Bill," or it's Super Bowl week. I don't know if you saw the commercial that Billy Crystal's doing with Meg Ryan. They're doing a new commercial. I think it's a mayonnaise commercial or something. But you know the O. We all know the O-O-H, not O for Orioles. You got a heck of a wild story and product that I don't know that when you went into this business to get a license, you thought that you would be holding up these raspberry colored bags and telling folks that you have a product that may help them a little bit more in some non-Viagra sort of blue pill kind of way.
Absolutely. Yeah. So it all started with a strain of cannabis that we grow called Golden Strawberry. That in the early days of medical, we started to get some feedback that it was having, this was started with men, a Viagra-like effect. We then started to kind of trial it a little bit more specifically to get some insights. And we found that with women, it was providing like a relaxation element and a heightened sensitivity. So, you know, there is, I think it's like maybe like KY or somebody has that commercial where it's like the couple and then it's like a volcano explodes and then they're just like resting back in their bed. So, you know, that's kind of what we saw was this effect of this strain. And so over the years, we've channeled that into multiple products. So what started as flower that you would buy and like an eighth or something like that became just a pre-roll as well. It became a vape cartridge. We then created an intimacy oil that, well, sorry
There you
about
go.
that.
Yeah.
Yeah, an intimacy oil that you can purchase that now this became a little bit more targeted towards women because the blend of oils there was really kind of conscious of where it was being used. Though it's good for anyone of any age, it was really thinking
Hold
about
that up
women.
again as you speak on that, and just say this: it is an intimate. It's an oil. It's not a vape oil. There is a
Correct. It's a
vape, but
topical
this is a
oil
topical
for,
oil. Yes.
yes, for private parts of your body. But it really started thinking of actually more women who are going through stages of menopause or going into that and impacts that they have to their body and building a blend of oils and that would be right for that area and the conditions and any kind of symptoms you're experiencing, and then infusing it with the properties of this strain that we have, and then finally put it into a chew formulation as well. So, however you want to feel the effects, whether it's topically or ingested or inhaled, there's a variety of choices. It definitely would be the if you are a dispensary, current dispensary customer, or you're interested in it, it is definitely probably the product of the season, if you will.
Ah, yeah,
But it could
we're
be, it should be the product of your, you know, it should be your nightstand product for whenever
April
you know,
20th's
wanna.
coming soon. We'll talk about that too. But I listen, for people out there that titter or see the logo or even see, like, I put stuff up with you on the internet and, you know, it's all, there's always a 420 joke or there's some Cheech and Chong, whatever it is. This is an interesting thing in that someone would never have to come into the dispensary before, never have smoked anything, never been high in their life, but want to add something into intimacy this time of year to, 'cause you're driving right by. Everybody's been in Timonium. Everybody knows where you are, just south of Timonium Road, York Road at Foreign Daughter, that you could go in and just bring on this oil that comes from your plant that has nothing to do with any of the illicit or a stigma elements of any of this. And I actually, I'm going to make you laugh. Are you ready? Here we go. We're going to go from one of your products to another. All right. I'm
Wait,
going to
do I
say this.
dare say before you transition though that like don't think that it is like in the world of a blue pill, it's like, oh, well, this is something I need, right? I mean, it's just additive, right?
Well, I'm going to make you laugh because I use this product all the time. This is Move. I have it. I put it in my gym bag, and the last couple times I've come off the yoga mat, I've put it on, and it's made my night better, especially my upper back, which has really been tight. So this product, I put it all over. I don't feel it tingle. If I put it in an intimate area underneath of me, into my hips where my skin is softer, if it touches really intimate areas, I put it on the instep of my foot, like my Achilles, that soft area under the bone on the inside, because I'm getting older, the veins and standing and my back, and like, and I have an L3, L4 thing that they told me they were going to cut on. So this is the kind of thing that keeps me out of GBMC and getting cut on. So it's important, but it tingles in those areas. Like sometimes I'll just put it on underneath of me. And I said to my wife, I'm standing, and I wrote a really funny chapter in Purple Rain about Chris Redman getting icy hot, put in his jock by Trent Dilfer. There's a 24th anniversary Super Bowl story for you. It gives me a little tingle in a way that I said to her, she's like, I don't know what that feels like. I'm like, did you ever go into Spencer's and buy that oil that when you blew on it, it got hot? It was like tingle oil, and they sold it, and it was like watermelon, and they sold it as like make-out oil when you were 15 at the mall. And I'm like, it had a tingle about it, you know? And I'm thinking to myself, that's where I'm going to leave it for you. This makes me tingle in soft skin areas. Run me.
This does
So this
not. This is
it does
not.
not.
This is not a. No, this is not like an icy hot cooling. No, it's. I mean, you may
Just
feel.
an oil.
Yeah,
Okay,
you
I'm
may
asking.
feel your. You may feel your sensitivity increase, but you're not going to get that sort of like whoa kind of thing.
Look, with
You
all
might
that's
get
going
the
on in government and
whoa when
politics,
you
you're
get it
still a
on.
you and I'm a me. You're a girl, I'm a boy. I
Yeah.
think it all feels different. You know what I mean? Like, so I'm just telling you, this product
No, but
gives a
yours,
tingle. It really does. A little tingle, not a
the
lot,
move
but just a
does
little.
for sure. Yeah.
So I'm not wrong.
No, you're not wrong.
See, I'm right again. I have to tell my wife.
That's why when you like, you know, if you were to use the gel form, right, and where you're actually using your hands to rub in with the move versus
Your
the
hand would
roller,
tingle a little.
you well, no, or you want to wash your hands, right? Because you don't want to
Right.
like then, oh, I just wet
But your
my eye
eyes,
or something
sure.
like that. Yeah.
Well,
Or,
this is,
you know, went to the
I should show
bathroom.
everybody this because this is my favorite product that you have. It's a thing that I think anybody could stop in and get at any time. If you've ever used Bengay or smelled your dad with Absorbine Junior or had that stinky ick or whatever, this product, tell everybody what this is because I have a hard time explaining THC and CBD. And I'm not a scientist, and that's why I bring people like you on to help me a little bit. I mean, literally, I people make fun of my science.
It comes in two forms, the transdermal balm, which you're holding, and the transdermal gel, the difference being that The balm is more of a like a deodorant style applicator. You roll up and then you can actually use the unit to massage it into your body. The gel you pump out and rub on. Both of them are a one-to-one formula of THC to CBD. So you have pain and inflammation management in the same formulation. You do not get high from it. So to your point, it is like a different form of approaching something like a Bengay. And so anything that has to do with like muscle pain, inflammation, whether it's like for me, I would use it in the like, okay, I'm just icky because I've been in a computer kind of back shoulder stuff. It could be workout related. It could be the old like you tweak something because whatever. I've talked about this before. I'm a big topical person, so I'm almost like the dad in Big Fat Greek Wedding with the Windex, right? If like there's, I put balm on anything,
Well, it's
cuts,
easy to do and it doesn't smell
burns.
and it doesn't
Right.
it's got a little tiny little bit of tack to let you know it's there, but it's like 1 to 10 a one and it doesn't I you know that's
Yeah.
why I am a big proponent of it as a dude who's getting older. And I know when you first came on with me, even with your sister a couple 3 years ago, we were talking about like runners and the marathon and just different athletes that would use this product that it would. It just helps. It's a nice little recovery.
Yeah, I mean, I think a lot of people have them in like golf bags and tennis and pickleball stuff.
Oh,
Like my
pickleball.
husband has, some kind of like carpal tunnel stuff in the arm. We both, with our younger child who's like a baby and still getting, it's like a little bit heavier every week. We both have like had like an arm thing, keep putting it all over that to deal with the discomfort. So
Kid
no, it's
walking, yeah, what's going on here?
no, she walks, but she's just like still,
When she wants.
right.
Wendy
She doesn't
Bond
like hold her
Bias.
own weight that way you want her to, and like kind of like, like monkey grip onto you. It's like you're just holding like dead weight, though.
Well, thank God for products like this then.
Yeah.
Wendy Bond Fine is here. She's a Curio Wellness and Foreign Daughter. They have all sorts of things. And before I even get to, because I want to go to rewards in a minute here, because I know we're talking about the Grateful Dead and shows and fun. And you guys, of course, are big sponsors, CFG Bank Arena. We got big shows going on down there, my buddy Jack. But when I have ordered, and you and your sister did this to me. I haven't been in your store in like a month or two because I've been ordering online because you BOGO me at 4 o'clock happy hour me, and I have an app and I have points and rewards and all that. But you've given out some cool stuff, and I'll give a shout out to that Jason Hisley fellow with the cake thing over in the Pedonia, dude. I'm gonna get your cookies. I would show the cookie, but I ate it because Wendy guilted me into thinking it was going to be bad, and it wasn't. It was like a wedding cookie, and now I'm this far into the popcorn from Popsations and
Yeah.
Fisher who? I don't know. I mean, I'm all about this right now. So
But
that,
yeah.
but you've been doing neat little business things, and I brag about you behind your back all the time, not just for the business, but because I'm trying to make my business better, and I see rewards programs, and I see what other businesses are doing, and I admire what you guys have done, and I've become a proponent of it. I show it to people in this Lucid ID thing, and well, none of the products I have right here, because I don't have the containers, but they have QR codes on them, and it's become unbelievably, you know what I needed to do to join the Kiss Army back in the 70s to be in their
Yeah.
fan club, right? And
Write
then
a letter.
mail away. It was like the Ovaltine thing in A Christmas Story, right? Like now it's just my kid and I were together the other day, and my kid is a customer, patient, the whole deal, right? And you know, I said, dude, you got to do this. He literally had one of your products in his house. He zapped it. He's like, hey, the app comes right up, and you just sort of join in, and boom, boom, boom. And I'm like, dude. Let's go. And I said, I'm going to have Wendy on, so soup to nuts, run everybody through the rewards thing. Cause I can hold my phone up and be all of that. But I think the way you talked me through it a couple of months ago when I didn't really know how to use it, cause I was on CurioWellness.com. I just didn't, I'm old, which is why I need this. And I need you to educate me.
It is pretty simple. So the on the back of the packages where on the label there's always, this is like I am a terrible Vanna
It's
White
left
with this
right.
one.
It's
Okay.
left
Yeah.
right.
Oh, there you go.
I had the same problem with the Magic 8 Ball tickets, but go ahead.
QR code. There's one on every package, and they're unique to each package. As soon as you leave the dispensary, you have to get a bit of a distance from the dispensary for it
You
to
hold that
activate.
up bigger and I zap it on my phone, I'm stealing your points. I'm doing that
Exactly.
right.
Yes, that would happen right now. And so you do as soon as you
Because
do
it
that, it
pops
will
right up. Oh, you
right.
say as soon. I mean, it pops right up. And I'm like, technology, wow, you know.
Yeah. And so it'll just prompt you to if you don't have the app to get the Lucid app, and then you scan, you'll say claim points, you claim them, and then inside that app, it's a very limited app, right? There's basically you can see everything you've ever scanned. So if you want to go back and learn it, revisit a product, or you want to share that product with somebody else because you liked it,
Did I really buy cheetah piss?
yes, you've
Yeah, I
taught
think
you yes,
I'm a big I'm just reading it here. It looks like,
yeah.
you know, I'm going off my list to you.
You can
That's all.
also, from like a therapeutic standpoint, you can actually keep notes about the things that you've scanned. You can mark them favorites. You can kind of create your own log of use and what you like and how it worked for you. But on the reward side, you tap that, and then you'll see the amount of points you have, and then you go in and you can see a bunch of different either kind of merch items. There's like a custom pickleball set. There's hats,
Just says
sweatshirts.
redeem online. You press it and boom. But the
Yeah.
thing that pops up first is the Dead and Company sweepstakes entry. And like
Yes.
that's a thing where it's 10 points a day. When do you cut that off? When does that end?
It ends March 31st. So, given that we operate in Maryland and Missouri, we're doing a giveaway in both states. So, if you buy products in Maryland or you buy products in Missouri, you're eligible to do the scan to win. And you just take, you claim 10 points and
Okay, I'm gonna
you
do it
can,
right now. Am I
yeah.
really eligible to win? If I win, am I
The
winning?
only
I don't
people
even
who aren't
know.
eligible are people who I believe the only
It's the
uneligible
official
people,
rules. Here it is right here.
if you are
Read the
an
rules.
employee, and I think the I don't know if it's limited to your to married to or the direct family member of an employee, but
All right.
something I think that's the only people.
Well, I mean, I'll put my points in. I do kind of want to see what happens because I am the dude. We went through this at Christmas. I'm the guy that never redeems my points. I'm the
I
guy
know.
that, like,
Me
I'm
too.
such a
Squirrel it, but don't use
man.
it.
I'm not a hoarder of most things. I mean, I keep belt buckles around, as you know, and I hoard memories sometimes, and all my pictures have gone digital now. But like, I am a points hoarder, and I have more points here than I should admit to you or
Yeah.
care to admit because you know I'm a customer. But I'm going through all this and thinking like 10 little points. Should I do this every day and enter? But there's all sorts of things I could do to really redeem to win things and buy things
Well,
in your store. It's
look,
amazing what you guys have put on.
I have seen the Dead at the Sphere. I am going back to see the Dead at the Sphere. So, I would highly recommend if you're interested in that band in doing it. It is two tickets to a show. It's a stay at the Venetian. It's the airfare, and it's $500 spending money. So, I mean, it's you can't beat that opportunity to go see the show. Additionally, when there isn't that sweepstakes running, aside from all of the kind of merch items that you can trade in points for, you can also trade them in for gift cards that can be used at Foreign Daughter. So you can use that in our Timonium location. You can use those at our Elkton location. And as of March, you'll be able to use them at our new Pikesville location.
Well, hold on. You dropped that on me as
Uh-huh.
of when? Because I listen, I gotta give a few plugs. My friends at Costas are moving in to
Yeah.
Timonium, and I was with Mr. Co I was did the show there Monday. He's like, I have been in Timonium all day, every day, and we're gonna get it open. He said, it's big. And I'm like, I know it's big. I've been over there a bunch of times. So that's happening. And then my friends at Fadley's are moving into Catonsville with the Fishmonger's daughter. And I was over there last week at Beaumont and whatnot. And that's still in progress because they're just
What
building
do you know
out.
a timing for Costas in Timonium, how close it is?
He told me end of April, so I said beginning of
Okay.
June because I've opened places.
Right.
So
Crab season. I
they're
mean,
shooting for
like
May. They're
that's all you
shooting
have
for
to
May
make it
1st,
for.
and I'm
Nice.
crossing my fingers for them. So what are you doing in Pikesville? Come on now, come correct with me.
So on Reisterstown Road, there used to be a Panera, not
Hold on,
far.
I used to go to that one all the time, right across from the funeral, right
Yep,
there,
uh-huh. Yep, Panera's out and we are
right by
in.
Avalon, basically.
Yes, exactly. So, should be opening in March, we expect.
Do you know? I sounded like Bill Cosby. Do you know how many meetings I had in that Panera Because in the early days, you couldn't get online at a Starbucks. Panera had free Wi-Fi and really bad coffee, awful coffee. I'd bring my own. Good, nice little pastries and whatnot. That was like my Arnold's bathroom Fonzie office for 5 years in the early days of the internet. So I know the way there. I was sitting in the parking lot. It was a little bit, there was a lot going on in that parking lot. So, well, congratulations, I think. Are we doing grand? Oh, what are we doing?
Yes, I mean, when we get closer to, we will do all of those good things. We'll have curbside as well, all that kind of stuff. So, very excited for
All right,
that.
here it
But yeah,
is.
but that's all to say that when you have those rewards points, you can turn them in for for gift cards. But right now, I would say if you're a Dead & Co fan, go after those tickets. We'll do the drawing after March 31st.
I just entered my 10 points. I'm not going to hold my phone up because it's got my contact information and stuff like that. It's got shipping information. It has my house. I want to get shipped to Vegas, so I don't want to get shipped here. But 10 Bud points. Thank you for redeeming your Bud tokens for your free item listed below. We will contact you via email if any additional information is if required. I had to put my phone number's in there, but I put my address and whatnot in there. So there, have at it. I'm officially. I've stopped storing all of my thousands of points and used 10 of them, and maybe it'll be the lucky thing. It feels like one of those things, like when you're at one of the charity events where you get tickets and you put them in the
Oh,
bowl
yeah.
and you put them all in one bowl because there's no other tickets in the bowl, and you feel like, hey, there's 20 tickets in the bowl. I got 18 of them. I'm going to win. I don't know, but I'm trying to promote
Well,
this,
hey,
and now I'm
put
working against myself because I get everybody else in. Now it screws up my chances of winning, right?
Well, put it on your calendar. And you're allowed to do it once a day, every day until the 31st. So that's a lot of chances.
All right, so I got one other. You guys do all sorts of fun things. I mean, like literally, it makes it more fun for me to be a customer, a spokesperson, a friend, like all of that stuff. But I have one of these, and you don't even like. I asked you last week. You're like, I don't know, I'm like, so you stuck this with the popcorn and the cookie in my bag when I
Yeah.
did the
I
back
mean,
door.
just
I
scratch it
haven't. No,
already.
you got to scratch it. Wait, they made it very clear that I'm
Oh.
only allowed to scratch it when I'm in the store. In front of you, it says it right on here.
Oh,
Scratch
okay,
off
don't do that
during
then.
your next visit. And
Okay.
so I haven't. I
Well, you're
have
gonna
two
have
of
to get out of
these.
the car then, I
I
guess.
have two of these and only one back because I ate the cookie.
Yeah.
So my wife has one too. And now the problem is you and your sister talked me into ordering ahead, and then I don't go into the store anymore because you've made the backdoor Aylesbury thing so easy for me to do.
Yeah. Well, it's like a, middle of the week, post lunch, probably an easy in and out time
All right, last
relative to
plug for you.
traffic.
You wanted to plug chews for me because you've had them, a lot of them on sale lately. You've been doing all sorts of things. You also have this fast activating chew, which is interesting. Just different
Yeah.
than, I ate something and I'm not sure when it's going to activate or how. It says right on the label,
Right.
this is going to happen fast. More
Yeah.
like an inhaler would.
Yeah, I mean, I think the majority of our chews are our standard formulation. Probably should feel those effects in about 30 minutes, I would say, relative to general metabolism. The fast acting, you're going to get a definite faster onset, like you're saying, more close to what you would experience through inhalation. And the all of those chews you'll start to see if you are a regular purchaser of our 10 milligrams, or if you're a medical patient getting higher potencies, have migrated back to our what we call our puck containers, the rigid plastic
Oh,
containers.
I haven't
And
gotten that. They're
so
always in the
you'll start
pouches, right?
yeah you'll start to see them back in those containers, which very excited about. Really, they're child resistant, but they're very friendly to the opening, closing, to the preservation and the quality of the product. So they're really portable, taking places.
Can I say something? Can I speak as a real customer? The
Yeah.
pouches, if you didn't seal them, ants would find them
Oh,
quickly.
well,
No, I
yeah.
mean, yeah, I'm being really honest with that.
And if you
Be
have small people in your house, you
careful
need
with
to
your
be sealed.
product. Yeah,
Yeah.
be careful. Just be, just in a general sense. For kids, of course. I don't have kids in my house. I have a kitty. But the like it This is a better way to do it, for
Yeah.
sure, 100%.
Yeah.
Sealing the bag wasn't fun, and getting gooey hands wasn't fun. This is
Yeah,
better.
but yeah, so, there's the standard THC only across a variety of delicious flavors. And then when you're looking for more targeted experiences, we have what would be referred to as ratio-based products. So usually THC and other minor cannabinoids that build a formulation to address whether it's daytime when you want more CBD, less THC, so more alert and mood correction, not feeling particularly high, to things to help you sleep, things to help your tummy, things to make the bedroom extra fun. So yeah, a variety of choices. A very discreet and delicious way to consume.
As Cat Williams once said, it's a plant. I did the research. She is over at Curio Wellness and Far and Daughter doing the good work over there as the Chief Brand Officer. She is Wendy Bronfman. Thanks for coming on. Appreciate you. I know you got a busy week ahead. As always, enjoy the games. We'll see you on the other side. And by the way, if you missed the beginning of this for Valentine's Day, make sure you go back and capture it. I'm Nestor. We are WNST AM 1570, Towson, Baltimore, making your Valentine's Day say, oh, like the Orioles.